It's time to check in with Brent Peterson. We'd like to do this, if we can, at the same time every week, Mondays at about 6:40, 6:45. Brent is back in town. Predators coming back from the road trip in California, in which they beat all three California teams on the same trip for just the second time in their team's history. And they've got the Minnesota Wild tomorrow night at home. Then they'll go on the road to play the Florida Panthers on Thursday, and then back here to play a home and home with the Blackhawks, starting in Nashville Saturday and then up at the United Center on Sunday. So, Brent, we looked at it, and you guys will play in all four time zones over the course of about 12 days here coming up. I mean, that's some serious mileage on the plane.
Yeah, the scheduler didn't know which time zone we were in, so he just sort of plucked one out of every different time zone. But it's going to be an interesting trip, and we just hopefully will play as well as we did on this last trip and get some points and stay in the hunt and get through the month of January, which is a tough month on the road traveling. And, you know, sometimes it catches up to you, but right now we're doing a real good job. Everybody's playing hard, and guys are filling in for each other, and we've had injuries up front and the forward position for a lot of different players, and everybody's sort of bunkered down and just played hard and found a way to get it done. Everybody's a different hero every night for us.
Well, and I'm going to start sort of with the unsung heroes, because I think it's pretty interesting. Chris Mueller, who a few weeks ago nobody had ever heard of, he wasn't in the plans at all. Suddenly he's playing some big minutes when other guys go down. You call up Andreas Thorsson, who hasn't played all year for you. He plays 14 minutes the other night. It seems like that's been a big key, is you guys can keep your system intact regardless of who you move into those different roles.
Well, and you know, they do a very, very good job. Lane Lambert does a great job with the players down there, and there is communication, so they know our system. But it is a big step to come up from that league and play in the NHL. So I think most of the guys down there are ready to play, and when we need them, they come up and do a great job. And sometimes. You come together as a team when you have this many injuries and this many key guys out, and you know a lot of our key forwards are out. But everybody's, like I said, everybody's finding a way. Like the other night, we're a very tired team. We didn't get on the forecheck. We didn't skate like we did in the first two games. And Pekka Rinne came up with a great game and made 44 saves or 43 saves, and we found a way to get a goal at the right time, and we get 2 points. So those are huge points on the road when their team's sitting there waiting for you, and you know sometimes you just mail it in. And the other team gets you, and you go home, and you find a way to recover. But we got the 2 points. Now we just got to, you know, play consistently every night and find a way to get points in every game we can go.
Brent, the feeling I had after those two games that Pekka played out in California, he made it look easier than it's supposed to look. It wasn't him scrambling all over and diving and making all these miraculous saves. He was just in tremendous position, and there weren't a whole lot of scrambles.
No, and then you got to give our defense is fairly healthy, and they've played very well. I mean, Suter and Weber have played great together, and even the other, all six defensemen have played very solid, and they moved the puck up, they've jumped into the play, they played solid offensively, they've jumped into the play and been part of our offense because we needed them, and they played very solid defensively. And so Pekka had to make a lot of saves. A lot of shots were outside, but we did a good job of clearing the net and clearing people from in front. So, like you said, it wasn't like they were passing around him and he was making diving for saves. He made the saves he had to make. There were some good chances, and he just was sharp, and he was good in all areas, and the defense were okay. You know, you would never think that we were happy with a 46-shot against effort, but, you know, a lot of times that Detroit and San Jose, they set up their attack by shooting on net, and that's just counted as a shot on goal, but it's really just to get things going. So, you know, we played fairly well, but we were a little bit weary, and Pekka just was rested because we were able to play Lindback against L.A. a couple of days before. He was well-rested and ready to go. He was the most rested guy there, and he showed it, and he played great for us.
Predators associate head coach Brent Peterson is our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. And, Coach, a couple of guys, Colin Wilson and Sergei Kostitsyn, two guys that struggled a little bit early, but they've really turned it on here of late. What's been the key to those guys turning it around so far this season?
Well, both of them, you're right. They both come up, and they were playing lesser roles, and, you know, we had – other people ahead of them on the power play and other people ahead of them. And they, when they, those players went down, they were thrown into roles, and they just sort of fit. Like Gotch, Marcel Gotch and Kostichin have fit well with Hornquist. And when Erat went down, Hornquist went up there, and the, it was a good line when Erat was there, but they just sort of fit together. And then Leguan came back, and he was a big add to us because we were really depleted at center ice. And he went in with Wilson, and then we put Swatos with him. And when Swatos went down, we put Thurlson or somebody else. And so we've always been able to keep two guys together. And then Smithson and Ward have played together, and we've put Spalling there at times and different 2-2 there at times. So, you know, we've been able to keep two guys together, but the third guy's been getting hurt, so we've been rotating those guys around. So there is some chemistry, and the lines are playing fairly well. And we ask them to play hard and play both ends of the rink so that, you know, you're not giving up too much. And so everybody's finding a way to get it done. But Kostichin and Wilson have played great offensively. They've hung on to the puck. They've done good corner work. They've just really stepped in, and they're able to get more ice time playing higher roles because of the injuries, and that's a good thing. And they're ready to support the guys that are coming back when they do come back.
Coach, you guys currently are on a 5-game winning streak. Now, you've had a 5-game losing streak as well as another 5-game winning streak so far this year. And you look around the league, you look around the league, and that's kind of common with a lot of teams. Why do you think that is? Is there something to do with the schedule that's causing that, or the makeup of this team? What do you think is leading to the streakiness?
No, I don't really know, because we're a fairly consistent, hardworking team that, you know, if you have a bad night or you lose a game, you usually come back. And we've gone on a 6-game losing streak and a 5-game losing streak. And then we've only lost 13 games in regulation the rest of the time. So, that's two games that's two streaks and only two other games we lost all year in regulation. So, I don't know what it is, because I don't think we're an inconsistent team. I think maybe with our situation, I don't know how it would be in the league, but maybe with our situation, because of injuries, we get down, we lose a couple, and then we can't get it back, and we don't score enough goals at times because of the injuries and just this and that. But it seems that when we get on a roll, we get on a roll and just beat in anybody who comes to town. Like on that last roll, we beat Detroit in Detroit. And so it's a funny year, and it seems to happen to everybody. But, you know, the teams that can get away from those slumps more than one or two games, and we never like to lose one. We like to come right back and try to win the next game to keep from getting into a streak. But the teams that can keep away from getting those longer streaks losing, we'll make the playoffs, because it's such a tight race. Looked again today, and with us winning five, we're still only 3 points or 4 points ahead of the 12th place team in the conference. So you have to win five to be up there, but if you lose five, you're back in 12th. So it really, the teams have been played consistently most and have good goaltending and find a way to not go into long streaks, we'll get in the playoffs this year.
Coach, you guys play the Minnesota Wild tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the puck drops. A team that you just went up there and beat on New Year's Eve. What are some of the challenges when you face these guys?
They're very, very talented team up front. Havlat, Koivu, Brunette, Mientinen, when he's playing, I think he might be back tomorrow night. And then they have Burns on defense, so they have a quality bunch of players, and they've gone on streaks too. Like they just did it after we beat them, they'd won about 3 or 4 in a row, and then they just lost last night in Dallas. But they're a good team. They're at 47 points too, so it's funny. I put little dots on the board of all the teams we're playing in the next from here to the and I put the standings up today and put little dots of all the teams we're playing. Everybody's within 2 or 3 points other than Edmonton. When we go to Edmonton, everybody's within 4 to 5 points that we're fighting. So you win the game, you're up 7, and you lose the game, you're up 3. So every night's going to be an important game. You have to play every shift, and the teams that can do that most is important. And Minnesota has played very well since we beat them that night, and they got their act together. So it should be a good game. And they have a couple injuries, and we have a few injuries, and so everybody's sort of working on some backup players and some people that come up, and whoever can get the best out of those players as a team will win the game. And that's what we want to continue to do.
Coach, I'm curious, did you get a chance to see the 24/7 with the Penguins and Capitals on HBO? And if so, what did you think about it?
I thought it was great. And, you know, I thought it was good exposure for hockey. I thought it showed the inner workings of the team and the things that go on during a losing streak, what they showed in the first sort of 1.5 episodes with the Capitals. It showed the things that the coaches do, what they talk about. And I thought it was great. I thought it was great for hockey. And, You know, I don't think we use the language like some people do, but Barry's very good about it. But that's hockey, and that's part of it. And I thought it was great that they mic guys up during games, and they showed everything that goes on behind the scenes. And I thought it was super. I thought it was very informative. I thought it was great, and two good teams, and the coaches let those players, the TV cameras in on every single meeting, and they, you know, sometimes, like, for example, the one time when they were talking about Cook from when the Ray Shero and them were evaluating, well, they said he wasn't very good. He only got a 2 or 3 in a rating. So, you know, that could come back to really, you know, but they let everything out on the table, and I thought it was great for hockey, and it was a great game, although other than the rain that came down that sort of made a little bit troublesome for the ice. But I thought it was a great series, and they did a good job, and I thought it was great for the exposure for hockey.
I thought it was great, Brent, to illustrate for fans some of the things that the coaching staff gets dealt with. You don't really know. You come to the rink. There was the one episode where the Washington coaches get to the rink and they find out that the flu bug is going through the team. Or there's another situation where, okay, it's time to send a guy down, and all the things that go into doing that. Sometimes you guys aren't exactly sure what's coming when you get there each day.
Well, that's exactly right. Like with Washington that day, that Green went down with an injury, and then they had four guys have to send home for sick. You don't know who's going to be on your power play. You don't know who's going to play. You got to change lines, and then the players got to adjust and play with different guys in different situations and different roles. And it's a juggling a puzzle every night, especially with injuries. And we face that all the time. You know, we don't know until after warm up whether some guys are going to play, and if they can try and warm up, they try it. Say no, we can't go. Then you got to fit another guy in, and it's adjustment every day, and you have to be able to do it. And that's what Barry Trotz has been great at, being able to adjust and work out guys that have and guys that come in and done a good job of executing what we try to do. And but it is very interesting that goes on what goes on. Like, you never know who's gonna. We have always put a guy out in warm up, a guy that could be sick, could have come up with flu, and you can't just beam a guy in from Milwaukee. You know, things happen. You can't just get a guy that day, so you have to go with another player. You got to go a player short, or the cap, or the money situation comes into it. So there's a lot of factors involved every day with decisions, and it was very interesting. I thought they did a great job, and I think they should do. We should do more of those kind of things for the exposure for hockey, because people get to see what really goes on.
Brent, you mentioned this. You guys today, after taking yesterday off to regroup, assessing your lineup for tomorrow, you've had Marty Erat, Steve Sullivan trying to rehab back here in Nashville. Are those guys getting any closer?
They're getting better, but they're not. Marty just skated for the second time today, and he's going to need some more skates especially in practice to get up to speed. And you know, he hasn't been able to do anything for like 2 weeks. And so he just stepped on the ice. He rode a little bit of bike last week, but he stepped on the ice for the first time yesterday for just 10 minutes. And today I skated with him for a good half hour, 45 minutes. And so he's coming along. He's not ready for tomorrow, but he will be in the next week or 10 days. He'll be playing sometime in that time. We just don't know when. So everybody's different, and everybody reacts different from when they get back on the ice. And Steve Sullivan hasn't skated yet, but he's feeling better every day. And then we go from there. So those, I think Marty will be the first guy back, and Steve will be the next guy back, and then we'll just try to fill in and go from there. So it's been a struggle, and every day I think Spaulding missed the last game, and he seems to be doing good. So we'll have a game time decision on him, and we'll just fit him in and piece him in and try to keep winning games. It's been an interesting year, and we're used to this over the years, so we just try to – and the guys really do respond very well, and they're a good group, and they're a good coachable group, and they try as hard as they can, and every night we find a way to get it done, and we just want to keep doing that, especially through this tough time in January.
Well, Brent, it is an interesting month. Just two home games the rest of the month, both this week, so I hope the fans come out and take advantage of it, because this is all you got this month. And I know we lost a lot of sleep last week watching you guys, but those that stayed up late were definitely rewarded.
Yeah, it was. They're good games. Those are good teams out in the coast, and you come out with 6 points. It was a good trip. So the biggest thing is, you know how that always goes. When you come home, you're you get home late, early Sunday morning, and you just have to regroup. And sometimes that first period, we'll talk about it tomorrow, that first period is a real tough period to get your engine going again after being out there on that time zone, and it takes a few days to adjust, and sometimes you have a slow start. So we just want to pick her up and get her going. The guys are great in practice today, so I think we're ready, and we'll have a good week.
Brent, we appreciate the time. We'll see you at the rink tomorrow.
All right, guys, good talking to you.